Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
She's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working in the coronavirus effort helping out. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and let's not forget about the roughnecks, too, working out there in the oil rigs in America and all around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click on the like button, like the page, and then jump on into the chat room like a number of people are doing right now and conversing with us as we speak. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's try the pledge number two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words again, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Now, again, the president yesterday gave a speech in the Rose Garden. He said, "I am your law and order president," as he ordered thousands of armed troops into Washington, D.C., and he slammed the weak governors and urged a crackdown on protests. And Trump told the governors that the Joint Chiefs of Chairman, General Mark Milley, would be in charge of the protest response.
That's right. And, of course, this comes, you know, several days after we've been witnessing the rioting going on each evening. The president's caught some flack for not making that speech earlier, but I think he's been leading up to it, though, very well, Captain. He's been trying to get the governors and these mayors to understand that they have to take decisive action. By simply saying, look, if you're not going to get this done, I'm going to, as president, do it for you. I'll solve this problem.
Yep.
I think he's thinking about the people across the highways and byways who can't imagine that if there are lawless mobs, not protesters, mind you, but lawless mobs going through the cities and nobody can stop them, that's not good for America.
And one of the things they're trying to do right now is to separate the protesters from the rioters because they're mixed in together. Apparently, they all get out there in the daytime and they're all protesting this, that, and the other. Then things get dark and the protesters either go home or they back off or something, and then out come the rioters. They put on their rioting garb, if you will, and away they go. By the way, there's something else here. The COVID-19 outbreak that we've had this year might make the flu worse. We're hearing that. And the Surgeon General also said that these protests are going to lead to more virus outbreaks. But here's the thing. What if he's wrong?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then what? Is that going to create another problem? Because people are going to go, wait a minute. They just snookered us.
Well, exactly. You know, just a few days ago, if I recall correctly, Captain, I think it was even Dr. Fauci said, well, you know, there might not be such a big second wave, when we'd always been told the second wave is coming, it's going to be big. And but this, of course, is a different parameter wholly now with these riots and all the proximity that people have had in them. So it's possible that that would cause something like that, based on what we've been told about how this disease spreads. But if we don't have this major spike, which I hope that we don't, I don't think anybody wants a major spike, but if we don't have a major spike, then some of the political leaders are going to be hard-pressed to try to continue a lot of these draconian measures that we're seeing being taken.
There's going to be some silver-tongued devils trying to explain that, isn't there?
Well, exactly right. Yeah, even our own, I'm in Orange County, but L.A. County health officer saying she's worried about this happening.
Okay.
And so we'll just have to see. But time will tell.
Okay. Now, the coronavirus right now, we're being told by the Congressional Budget Office that the coronavirus is going to cost our economy a minimum of $8 trillion.
It's so hard to even consider that amount of money and what it means in terms of the hole that we are truly in because of that. And not only that, but trying to get businesses to reopen and be able to have a sustainable, life cycle, as it were, for their business at reduced capacities and all of the different problems that have come along with COVID-19. And even to contemplate the deficit at this point. And some economists have basically said, we don't need to worry about that. Don't even think about that right now. But we are going to have to think about it, and it's going to be sooner than later.
Now, the General Flynn judge is refusing to, quote, rubber stamp the Flynn case. Actually, he's making a fool out of himself of what he's doing.
Well, yeah. I mean, ever since this whole thing started, it seems to me, Captain, that when the prosecutors dropped the case, there's no more case. It doesn't keep going forward. And typically, as far as I understand, judges don't, you know, routinely go out and look for amicus briefs and appoint someone who essentially becomes a special counsel.
This judge was just told, I believe it was last week, by an appeals court judge that he needs to make a ruling or tell them why he can't at the appeals court.
It's a few days from now, I think, is the deadline. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to tell you about the electric car deal that I told you last hour for the top of the hour that we were going to get into. Wait till you hear this one. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
And Wayne Allyn Root's feeling pretty good because they have opened up Las Vegas part way anyway, and they're going to open up some more. Now, they did have some riots in Las Vegas, too. They weren't without having their problems there, but I think they got it all under control at the moment anyway, and we'll see how that works out. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my good friends at Two Guys Gun Show. Now, I was down in Port Charlotte last weekend. They had a big crowd down there. It was the first gun show back since the pandemic and all that nonsense. And we were lucky enough to be in a position where we could have the hall that we were in half full, which the hall itself, the capacity there was about 1,000 people. So we had at any one time 250 to 300 people steady. All day long, steady, all day long. Never much more than that, never any less than that. It was like 10 people would go out, 10 people would come in. And it was really good. Now, this week, we're going to be at the MinReg Hall in Largo, which is located at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. And we'll be there Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. I personally will be there. I'll have a table there. Just look me up. You'll see my banner in the wall. And we'll also be there Sunday. And our Sunday will be from 9 to 3. Now, I won't be there till 3, but I'll probably be there till about 1 or 1:30 before I take off to go do what I normally do. So there you go. So that's Largo this week. And then next week, the 13th and 14th, we're coming down to Sarasota. We're going to be at Robarts Arena. So all my friends and listeners down there in Sarasota, you need some ammunition, need a weapon, need some sort of outdoor-related equipment because they had a lot of different things there last week, and I'm sure they're going to have pretty much what they did before this week. It's pretty interesting, the stuff that they're bringing into the gun shows now, making it into a little bit more like an outdoor show. But anyway, Two Guys Gun Show. To find out more, go to the website, twoguysshows.com. Or you can give them a call at 727-776-3442. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, electric cars. Where do the batteries, for the most part, come from? It's lithium, correct?
That's lithium. That's right.
Yeah, and where's that coming from, for the most part?
Well, I know it can be mined in different parts of the earth, but mainly we get them from China. I think we get that from China.
Well, it actually is coming from Afghanistan. They found the largest deposit of lithium in the world in Afghanistan, which again is one of the reasons I said we're there. I kept hearing people say, "Well, it's the dope, it's the poppy, it's the drugs." Well, the drugs are nothing compared to the lithium that's there, because the North Koreans are actually running the mining equipment there, the North Koreans, and then they're sending it all over to China, and they make the batteries, and they got more electric cars going than we do, and I don't know if we get the benefits of it or not, but we used to get a fair amount of it from South Africa,
right?
But that's changed. So there we go. But what do you suppose is the problem right now with the electric cars?
Well, I think one of the biggest problems is the infrastructure for charging stations.
Yeah, and who's got the corner on that?
Well, once again, we go back to China.
That's correct. How in the hell did we manage to do that? Not only have they got the batteries, but they've also got the electric electric car chargers that they put up, the charging platforms and whatnot around the countryside. And they don't have enough of them out there to where you can actually get an electric car and go for a drive and head from the east and go to the west coast.
Well, see, that's the thing. You have to have the infrastructure to be able to do that. And, of course, you know, Tesla is front and center, obviously, in the news because of the SpaceX, successful SpaceX launch, and then they docked at the space station. So Elon Musk and Tesla are front and center in the news. One of the things, Captain, that this could very well be, I think could be a real campaign issue, talking about how are we going to get that infrastructure and how to do it with American technology.
Well,
continuity.
I will bet you that if I had not told the people about this right now, nobody would have known it.
Well, exactly. See, it's one of those things that sometimes is out in the weeds. But this would absolutely, I'd be thrilled to try to watch Joe Biden talk his way out of this kind of thing, to say, yeah, it's okay for China to be able to control, essentially.
It was his administration that allowed this to happen.
Right, exactly.
Obama, Biden.
I think Trump would score a lot by trying to say, look, you know, we are going to be moving towards electric car phenomenon, but
yeah,
we've got to do it with American technology.
I just thought of what he said there during his campaign earlier in the year. Old Biden administration.
Yeah, the Obama administration.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the BET founder, Black Entertainment Television, wants the U.S. government to provide some $14 trillion for reparations for the slavery to the blacks that are here in the country. It would amount to about $350,000 per individual.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, and I think this is the very same gentleman who the other day was criticizing Biden, I think, for his ridiculous sayings about black people voting for Biden, that kind of thing. But yeah, he talked about it being a wealth transfer that would be needed to help bridge inequality between blacks and between whites and African Americans. So it's an interesting proposal, but at the same time, though, I think sometimes we look at this, or it gets framed as though there can be sort of a silver bullet sort of solution, and I don't think that's really, it's not that easy. I think that it's systemic, and in the sense that we are all being victimized by the same system of how to think and this kind of stuff. And I think that it's going to take a long time to try to get people on a better even keel. But it's an interesting proposal, though.
All right. And again, folks, reporting the news that we broke with here towards the top of the hour, four city police officers have been hit with gunfire in St. Louis, in the downtown section of St. Louis. Shots were still being fired as of about 15, 20 minutes ago at police officers, and four officers have been wounded. Not life-threatening, thank God, but still, that's not pretty.
No, it's not. And the local affiliate there is KMOV, Channel 4. We understand this. I think it's a CBS affiliated station. A little bit more information from them now at this hour, Captain. According to one of the quotes, they were, the police officers were standing near a line, and suddenly they all felt pain. Some coward fired shots at the officers, and now we have four in the hospital, he said.
Yeah, now, the watchdog for the IRS has failed to pursue thousands of rich tax cheats. Apparently people got away with cheating on their taxes, and we're just now finding out about it, that nothing was done.
Yes, that's, I know, and a lot of people feel like, well, wait a minute, you know, if I pay my taxes and but somebody else doesn't, you know, what gives?
Yeah, and also the mortgage sector, which is something that you know about, is off to its worst start since the 2013, despite all the help from the feds.
Well, right, and that's because some people, of course, had gone into forbearance on their mortgages, but people also, I think, wanting to purchase homes, you know, it certainly took a major hit. We're going to see if it starts to kind of get better, and we'll see. Yes.
Now, the high court declined to take Bernie Sanders supporters' lawsuit, so Bernie Sanders and crew are out on that one. The Supreme Court also ruled yesterday that immigrants who fear torture can appeal deportations, and the Supreme Court declined to take the Bernard Madoff trustee case, while the Supreme Court upheld the Puerto Rican Financial Oversight Board appointments, which was all those politicians down there that wound up siphoning a million off over here, a million off over there for a lot of that aid they got for the hurricanes and whatnot.
That's right. Yeah, it was a 9-0 decision, and basically they concluded that the appointments themselves did not violate the Constitution's appointments clause, as it's known. So that's basically, I think, how they decided that case. They simply said this was over local matters, and hence it wasn't a violation. It was that simple.
Now oil is creeping back up again. West Texas crude's at $35.44 a barrel, which is slightly higher than Brent crude, which is $35.32. Usually it's the other way around. Gasoline is up now to $1.07 a gallon. That's the wholesale price. Diesel is $1.03. That's the wholesale price. The one-year forecast on a barrel of oil is at $40 a barrel right now. So it's starting to creep back, but I don't think we're going to see it as high as what it was at one time. I just don't see that happening.
Well, it's certainly not for a while, but if simply by doing the a non-scientific experiment, that is to go and drive around Orange County freeways like I was doing earlier, yes, we're seeing a lot more people out on the roads. It's not quite obviously back to the traffic levels, but businesses are slowly reopening, offices are slowly reopening,
all right,
and more people are going to use gas.
All right, tell everybody how your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Take care.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him coming on the program, and we appreciate all the good things that you tell us when he does come on. And I'll be right back with the first military report, military veterans report for the morning. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Cities across the country are seeing new looting as nationwide demonstrations over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis continue to escalate out of control as President Trump vowed a tougher federal response.
That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military.
In New York City, hundreds of looters were seen breaking into downtown Manhattan businesses. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, some people were seen actively defying the curfew. In Washington, D.C., police fired flashbang shells and rubber bullets into a crowd of protesters outside Lafayette Square. Six states and 13 cities have now issued states of emergency, and the National Guard has activated 67,000 troops, surpassing the number of guardsmen during the 2005 Hurricane Katrina response. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You bet it is, and that means it's time for the National Aviation Academy to advance and be recognized, because they bring you the military and veterans news segments. And Bo will be in studio Thursday this week, so get your questions ready for him. And right now, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right up there outside Boston. The other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, which is right across the bay from me in Tampa. They're over on the west side in Clearwater. Now, to find out more and to find out what it takes to be an aviation maintenance tech, all you have to do is go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or You can give them a call and ask to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080, whichever campus is closest to you, Concord, Mass, or Clearwater, Florida, 800-659-2080. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you and call up and find out all about them. You're going to love what it takes to be an aviation maintenance tech. Job security for sure. Well, in the last series of activations of the National Guard, 5,000 National Guardsmen have been activated over the last 2 days and a half in 15 states in the District of Columbia. Now, right now, we have some form of presence or another of National Guard in 27 states across the country. That number could, in fact, be higher as things move along. Now, as cities across the nation are burning, after almost a week of rage right now, prosecutors are gearing up to prosecute the police officer and the other officers that were involved, because they're not out of the woods and they're going to be charged here pretty quick. You'll be hearing about charges against them. So we'll see how that works out. Now, our SpaceX capsule, the Dragon capsule that blasted off Saturday from Cape Kennedy, arrived at the space station with our two astronauts on board. They are there now, the historic liftoff, and they docked at the space station, and they'll be there for, I guess, about a month is what I'm hearing. Also, the crew that's there, now let's see, I think there's five of them up there right now, and I'm not sure how the rotation works, who gets to leave next or not, but it'll be interesting. Now, I find this next story to be very fascinating because I wonder if that's what we're doing right now. The exercise to unite four combatant commands to test homeland defenses for the first time is underway. Now, for the first time, four U.S. combatant commands are coming together this week for an exercise that simulates how the military would respond to an attack on its home turf. I'm wondering if they're not doing that right now with General Mark Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, being put in charge of all the troops that have been dispatched into rioting. I wonder if this isn't part of it right now. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Now, as the new commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps, General Berger, seeks to make radical changes to how the service operates, there are signs some of the old guard Marines are dubious of aligning too closely with the Navy, which is partly what this is going to be about. And we'll see how that works out. The Marines and the Navy have a friendly little rift going on. It's the way it's always been. Now, the White House has also said it will take precautions this year to ensure public safety, although it's not provided any details of what that's going to be. Pertaining to the July 4th celebration, where they're considering the military flyover and bands out there on the common in D.C. Now, again, after all these protests and riots, with the thousands of people involved in them, if we don't have a massive spike in COVID-19 cases, then guess what? The whole thing was a sham, and this will prove it. And if you think people were mad before, you wait till they get the grift on this stuff. Holy smokes. By the way, overseas, a B-1B bomber and the task force, for the first time, two B-1B Lancer bombers conducted a bomber task force mission in Europe in the Black Sea region with Ukrainian Su-27 Flankers and MiG-29 Fulcrums and Turkish KC-135s done over the weekend. Didn't hear about that. We just heard about it today, so now we're reporting it. And the U.S. Africa Command flatly rejected Russian claims that Moscow did not deploy fighter jets to Libya, saying that the 14 aircraft flown in were to reflect Russia's long-term goal to establish a foothold in the region that could threaten the NATO allies. We'll see what happens there. To be determined. Now, Beijing has been making plans for an air defense identification zone in the South China Sea since 2010, the same year it was considering the introduction of similar airspace controls over the East China Sea, in a move that was widely criticized around the world. But they're not criticizing them now. And a senior Islamic State leader the U.S. had put a $5 million bounty on was killed this week in a coalition airstrike aided by Syrian partner forces. I'll have more on that with Denise Simon when she comes on here in about 20 minutes as to who it is that we got. Also, as budgetary crossroads, the U.S. Navy's aviation wing is going to have to choose between the old and the new, because in the coming years, the U.S. Navy will be faced with a decision that will radically shape the carrier wing. Now, is the service willing to sacrifice dozens of new Super Hornet jets for the promise of a sixth-generation fighter in the 2030s? That's going to be the question. I kind of doubt it. And China's missile and space tech is creating a defensive bubble, which is going to be difficult to penetrate, so says the U.S. Navy, while we're facing a growing asymmetric threat, not the least of which is the one coming from China, and more specifically its anti-access area denial strategy. By the way, the U.S. Navy is back to embracing robot ships. They're banking on unmanned surface and subsurface vessels to boost its ability to face the tsunami of Chinese naval spending, as they're putting out basically a ship every couple of weeks right now. They'll do it before they can field the systems, and they believe that they can keep up with the Chinese that way. The thing about the Chinese is that their development is, even though they copied us, their development is not as good as ours is. And since joining the Department of the Navy in September of last year, Navy Chief Information Officer Aaron Weiss has been very outspoken about numerous shortfalls in the service's IT infrastructure and cybersecurity posture. So it looks like as if the Navy is going to upgrade their IT, which is not a bad thing, at all. And then finally, those who plan for our nation's defense are often under pressure because of questionable spending decisions made in the past, and poor spending decisions on the F-18 are starting to come back to bite us in the butt. Talked about that, I remember, last year when they were having the problems they were having. Alrighty, we're coming right back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway report, and then Denise Simon will be right around the corner. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take a look at the highways and the byways.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and now it's time for our second Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the great Pilot and Flying J truck stops that are out there. Stop on by. Tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. You're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee. And here we go. Nugent a little cat scratch fever back in the day, and I'll tell you what, that's when he had that long hair when he got started out. And those were the days. That guy, you talk about rocking, he can still rock, but I mean to tell you. Okay, now let's get started here because today we're going to have some severe weather for the upper Midwest and dangerous heats returning back out there in the Southwest, and I mean really, really, really hot temperatures. So here we go. Severe thunderstorms are expected over the upper Midwest states today. Damaging wind gusts, large hail, and a couple of tornadoes are quite possible, with the greatest threat expected from southern Minnesota into central Wisconsin. Now, excessive heat watches have been issued for portions of the desert Southwest on Wednesday and Thursday. And right now, we have got an area of unsettled weather, which is starting to develop up there in the, well, it's to the east of the Twin Cities and then up towards Duluth, Minnesota, and over in the northern part of Wisconsin right now. And that's coupled with a system that we've been watching that's just been literally sitting over Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri, Olathe, Kansas, just sitting there, just getting a little power to it. And I would say come daylight when things warm up and whatnot, that thing's going to fire up and away we go, and you're going to have an interesting storm system there too. But let's go out to California, because in Northern California, from about L.A. all the way up to San Francisco and up as far as about Redding right now. You've got temperatures today that are going to be 95 to 100 degrees all the way up through there. However, the really hot stuff, 110, 115 degrees, is going to be out there in the high desert out there east of Barstow. I-15 and I-40 coming out of California. Now, Las Vegas, you're going to have a high heat warning there in Las Vegas. And then it's pretty much from Indio and Yuma and Needles over all the way to I-10 and I-8, all the way over to the New Mexico line, to include Phoenix, of course, and Tucson, where you're going to have unbearably hot temperatures, 110, 115 degrees. Now, also, we have some scattered rain tonight up in the northwestern part of North Dakota, the central part again of Montana around Billings, and the central and western part of Wyoming, the northeastern corner of Utah, and the northwestern corner right now of Colorado. And then, if you want to find some cold weather, I can help you out. Because the northern part, the very northern part of New Hampshire, and then central Maine to Nova Scotia, New Brunswick rather, and Nova Scotia, and then up to the northern part of Maine, where you're going to have a hard freeze, temperatures in the teens up there tonight is what they're calling for, up along the Canadian border, Presque Isle, Caribou up in there. Then you've got a hard frost down below there across almost all the way to, well, Bangor, Maine, it looks like right now. You'll have colder temperatures there. So you'll be able to get out of the heat and go up to Maine if you want to get out of the heat. That's the place to be today. Other than that, it's going to be a scorcher all around different places of the country, especially out west. Now, we're going to be talking with Denise Simon here in just a minute or two, and I'm going to see what she knows about St. Louis, because I've got an update on the story, I think, just came in here, and I'm going to take a look at it real quick before I say anything. By the way, the police chief is under fire over there in L.A., the mayor. And the mayor didn't care for the comments the police chief said about the looters there in L.A. Oh, well, too bad, so sad, right? Okay, well, let's shift on over to the telephone line, because we've got Denise Simon on the line right now from FoundersCode.com. So good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
What's happened in St. Louis? We have four police officers that have been shot. They are not injured seriously. However, they were shot, taken to the hospital. Shots rang out in the downtown section of St. Louis about maybe an hour ago now, and there were still gunshots going on as of 30 minutes ago. Did they nail the shooter yet?
No, apparently it was some kind of a drive-by, kind of almost like an ambush.
So it was a car?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know these officers were standing in a line out on the street. Well, geez, boy, I'm telling you, I hate to hear that sort of stuff because we got enough problems without people going out there shooting at each other now.
Well, yeah.
And St. Louis has always been kind of a gang town, to be honest with you, from what I knew about, especially East St. Louis.
We also have a police officer and another person that was shot in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas? All right, well, that one I did not hear about, and I don't see it here. So what's going on there? Tell the audience.
That's all. I mean, it's developing, you know, so.
Now, I wonder, we do know that some of the police cars that were broken into in Los Angeles, they got the long guns out of the cars in quite a few of them.
I don't know about Los Angeles. I do know that it happened in New York, but I don't know about Los Angeles.
Yeah, Kyle and I were talking about they got several of the long guns out of the cars. The police officers weren't able to get the guns out of the cars fast enough when they responded to what they were responding to. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, the other thing is we've got the president who took a historical walk out of the White House and across the street to that little church. I think that was quite the effort that we saw.
Well, it was clearly the element of surprise because, I mean, the protesters, the demonstrators would not have expected that.
Nope.
But just prior to that, there was quite the operation to move the protesters from Lafayette Park, including with some flashbangs and the horses.
Yep.
So that happened, and then they held that line so he could take that walk.
Yep. And I'm all for that. I mean these kids they've just outgrown their usefulness with some of the stuff they're doing because by daytime they're protesters and by nighttime some of them come back as Antifa or whatever they are and they get out there and they just tear the place up.
Well, the way it's being packaged by the Democrats and then clearly with those like CNN is that Trump used tear gas and flashbangs so he could take a photo op. That's how they're packaging it.
Yeah, well, they need to package their lips somewhere else because they lie through their teeth. And we'll get into all that here a little bit later. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. And, you know, why does anybody watch CNN? Why does anybody watch MSNBC? You're wasting your time. I shall return with more. And again, I'll get into that when we come back because there's some things you need to know about them. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.